Exercise 3A, page 82. Speaker 1.
I started playing rugby in my first year of secondary school, and I've never looked back. Even after I broke my leg when I was 16, I never considered giving up, even though my parents encouraged me to. Now I'm 28, so that means I've been playing for 16 years. Looking back, I can't imagine my life without it. In fact, I think it's made me into the person I am today. Before I started, I was a shy, insecure teen, but now I'm an outgoing, confident adult. I think that's all down to rugby. If I ever have children, I'm going to encourage them to play contact sports too. The life lessons you learn are well worth the bangs and bruises.
Speaker 2.
While they're certainly not my cup of tea, there's no getting away from the fact that contact sports are hugely popular. Personally, I much prefer watching non-contact sports, like table tennis or golf. But, as they say, each to his own. Something does need to be done, though, about the injury risks associated with contact sports, especially for teenagers. There's no point in banning them. If teens can't play them in school, they will just play them in a park without supervision, an even more dangerous scenario. As far as I'm concerned, I think that contact sports in schools should be made more teen-friendly. I'm no expert, but surely the rules of these games can be altered so as to make them safer for younger players.
Speaker 3.
As a doctor, I'm well aware of the risks involved in contact sports. A lot of people are surprised, therefore, to find out that I'm a huge boxing fan. I boxed a little when I was in secondary school, but after I started medical college, I didn't really have the time. But I never stopped being a spectator. For me, there's nothing more exhilarating than witnessing two men give it all inside the ring. But I don't just like boxing. I'm also a fan of American football. Generally, I think sports need that physical battle. Watching tennis or athletics, for example, just makes me fall asleep.
Speaker 4.
As a parent of two teenage boys, I've thought long and hard about the pros and cons of contact sports. And I've often brought up the issue with other parents of students at the local secondary school. Generally, my main concern is not the fact that contact sports can cause serious injuries, it's the psychological consequences of playing contact sports that I'm worried about. My boys play ice hockey. And as far as I can see, in the game it's necessary to be aggressive to succeed. But what happens when the game finishes? Do teenagers have the maturity to turn off those feelings when they return to ordinary daily life? I'm not sure they can. I can't tell them not to play, but I really do worry.
Speaker 5.
As a coach of a secondary school rugby team, I know a thing or two about contact sports, and it seems to me that the people who are most against them have never played them and know little or nothing about them. As I always tell concerned parents, at this level of the game, there's as much risk of getting a serious injury playing rugby as there is playing a non-contact sport like football. In rugby, for example, if a player tackles using the correct technique, there is very little chance he will get injured. But so-called experts will always overstate the risks. I can't tell you how angry that makes me feel.